On today's episode of the Natty Boys Podcast, we start off with playoff baseball and some World Series predictions. Jackets hockey starts back up and we give you our season predictions for them, and follow that up with our football picks and a fantasy draft of things that are better with ice involved. Enjoy the show!
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
All right, welcome to the Natty Boys Podcast. Today is Friday, October 5th, and it seems like the Reds are starting to get a little bit of a front runner in their manager search. Right now, it sounds like John Farrell is the leader in the clubhouse, so that would be an internal hire. And I think outside, the potential favorite from the outside would be David Bell at this point. So
have they even officially said that Riggleman is out?
I don't think so. I know he interviewed for it recently. I don't think they've ruled anybody out yet at this point, not that I've seen.
I'm pretty sure that I got ruled out. Like, I went for it, but...
See, I didn't apply, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm still in the running.
DB sent a resume. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just his fantasy baseball records, like, over the years. Like, what?
What's the California Penal League? I feel like I've heard that somewhere.
Also, I watched approximately 60 games on TV this year, so, I mean...
I watched all the major leagues, so I think I'm more qualified.
You probably
are. Because I know how to manage down the stretch.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see if they... I'm more excited about a potential outside hire, like David Bell, or for some reason Joe Girardi intrigues me, but...
A new face would just be nice. Riggleman was all the rage when he first got brought up for it. He really did a good job.
We sold three of his Riggleman shirts.
Yeah.
It was really just status quo, which has been kind of what the Reds have been. So it would be nice to... Girardi is kind of one that I think would be intriguing. Farrell, I really like, just because he had the success with the Red Sox.
Yeah, plus so, I loved him in Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Him and John C. Reilly just really know how to play off each other.
Yeah, I think John C. Reilly is a pitching coach or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I am excited to see a new face, new name. Farrell would be nice just because he's been involved with the organization the last couple years. So.
Yeah, definitely want to keep somebody from inside since they've been doing so well here.
Yeah, four straight years in a row with 90 plus losses each year. Yeah. That's a rough way to go. But there is real baseball still being played, and that's playoffs going on right now. So we're going to give you our World Series predictions for... I'm really excited about the Yankees-Red Sox. Before we even talk about World Series, that series is going to be fucking legit.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to get crazy. Hopefully that...
And they had some bad blood earlier in the year, too.
Really? I didn't know that they had a history.
Yeah, throw out the record books when those two teams get together. But I feel like that one has to be a seven-game series.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Because it's New York and Boston.
Right.
So if not, I want my money back.
How much are you paying to watch the games?
That's not the point.
Oh, okay. So I'll go ahead and throw out my two World Series predictions right now. I got the Astros coming out of the AL they won it last year, so I think that they can do it again, and their pitching is dominant. I'm picking them, and I'm actually going to have the Brewers come out of the NL. I think they're getting hot at the right time. They, beat the play-in game against the Cubs, and then the Cubs subsequently lost again the next night, which was awesome, and I love it. But, I think the Brewers can do it, so those are my two picks. I'll take the Astros, I guess, to win it all at this point.
Not bad. What you got, Hefe?
Well, since my Astros Indians pick didn't pan out last year, I'm going to go Red Sox Dodgers. I think it's going to be the two powerhouses dueling it out. The Red Sox looked damn near unstoppable this season. They struggled down towards the end, but when they were really hitting their stride, they looked unbeatable. And I just think the Dodgers are the same. The Dodgers are one of those teams that, you know, I think that they're just bound to make it one day and get back to the glory days. So I'd like to see kind of a powerhouse.
A shirtless Yasiel Puig can do anything.
Yes.
As you saw in his,
except
his celebration. Well, I think he may have been drunk.
Drunk or foreign.
Who you got, Witty?
I'm actually going with the Brandon Phillips Bowl. So I've got the Red Sox and Braves.
Oh, nice.
And I think Brandon Phillips comes out on top and gets the ring. So I'm going Red Sox over Braves for my World Series. And I know Braves are probably the least likely team to make it and win it, but I just feel like
no one's talked about the Braves.
Right.
Like they're in the playoffs this year. And I, when we were talking to, like when I was making my picks earlier, I completely forgot that they were in it. Like when I looked them up, I was like, I didn't even remember that they made it this year.
Oh yeah. Neither did I. So I was like, all right, let me look up and see what the bracket is. Like, oh shit, the Braves made it. No kidding.
Right. Yeah.
So I picked them.
Remember Dan Ugla?
Yeah, man.
I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know.
It's the last time I cared about. It's the last time I ever heard anything about the Braves.
The
was Dan Ugla.
Last my biggest memory of Dan Ugla was from the one All-Star game where he had like three errors in a row in like one inning or whatever,
he was
and
bad.
Then blew it and they ended up losing. I think that was when he was in Miami still.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bad.
So those are our World Series predictions coming to you,
and
fresh from the kitchen.
And we Mac's not with us tonight, but he did send his World Series picks along as well. So he's going Red Sox over the Brewers. So we actually all have something different. So usually one of us has the same pick as another, but
so somehow none of us will be right.
Right, exactly.
It'll be Yankees over
Rockies.
I don't know. Yeah, Yankees over
the
Rockies
are the sexy pick.
That's what it'll be.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So baseball's going on right now, but we also have Jackets hockey starting up, the first game being Thursday night, right while we record this. And we're just going to do a quick pick for what we think that their record will be at the end of the year. And I'm probably a little optimistic with mine. I'm going 81-0-1, which
nice.
I think, you know, that last game of the season, they'll probably rest a couple guys to get ready for the playoffs. Yep. So I think that they'll eventually have that overtime letdown. But looking optimistically, I think that they can, you know, do something special this season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see flaws in that logic.
Yeah,
it's a bold prediction, but I mean. I don't know. I don't see him losing any before that last game. I agree.
So if I'm being realistic and not just joking around, I think that they'll have over 40 wins again and be in the wild card / playoff hunt. It's so hard to guess hockey records because of, you know, the losses and ties and all that. But I think that they'll be in the 80 something points range and, you know, 40 something wins and still be in the hunt to make either the wild card or win the Metro.
Yep.
So they had 45 wins a couple years ago, or last year, 50 wins the year before. I'm going in the middle and saying 40. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Because I don't think they've gotten any worse, but I don't think they've really done much either. So.
No, I think they're a little bit better than they were before. But I think the core is still there. So I had them basically being one game better than last year. I have them going 46-30-6 for 98 points. And I think that's going to be good enough for either that third place in the Metro or one of the two wild card spots. The Metro is always tough with Pittsburgh and the Rangers. So you know, those teams usually both are right around the 100-point mark a little bit more. So 98 may not be good to win the Metro, but I think they'll be, like I said, at least third place in the Metro or one of the wild card spots. And they'll probably match up against Pittsburgh in the first round just because that's how things go.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then also Max sent his picks for that along as well. He has them at 48, 30 and 4. So he's got them at 102 points. No, 100 points.
Nice.
Yep. So I think we all have, high expectations for the Jackets this year to at least kind of perform at the level that they were at last year, if not a little bit better. And I think as long as they stay healthy, they can do that. They definitely got a talented core of young guys, so I still think they can kind of continue to build off that. But they've got enough experience where they've got that chemistry built up that I think they should do pretty well. And as we're talking right now, they're tied 2-2 to Red Wings, so hopefully they can get a victory there, because I fucking hate the Detroit Red Wings. They're probably right up there with the St. Louis Cardinals for me as far as just teams and fan bases that I despise. And it's actually been nice because last year they absolutely owned the Red Wings, which was never the case in the past. The Red Wings always had the Jackets numbers. So to see them dominate the Red Wings last year, it was definitely a pleasant surprise. And I hope that continues this year too.
I liked the Jackets doing the extension for Tortorella in the offseason, showing that they have confidence in him as the head coach and that, you know, they trust him with the guidance of the team. I think that that was a good sign for, you know, the future of the organization, because I do think I fucking love Torts. He's so like off-putting when it comes to the media, but at the same time, it's hilarious to watch. And I think he's one of those guys that if he wasn't on your team, you would fucking hate him.
Oh, definitely. Yep. I was going to say the same thing. He's very polarizing. And if he's your coach, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. Like, you see so many people out there talk about how like Torts is their, you know, least favorite coach, that he's a piece of shit and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I love having him on the Jackets. I'd probably say the same thing if he was somebody else's coach, though.
Yeah. I also look for Werenski to take a big step forward.
Yeah.
Even though he did it last year, but I think he can be, I mean, he's going to be an all-star probably this year, because he's a fucking stud.
Yeah, he is.
Was Seth Jones the only all-star that we had last year? Or was Foligno also part of it?
I don't remember if Foligno or Bob made it. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I know Seth Jones did like for the Bob, first time, but he's going to miss a few weeks to start Bob the season.
I want to say he did too, but I don't know off the top of my head. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but we can move on.
Yeah. So hockey's starting back up. I know the NBA will be soon to follow. It's crazy. Coming really soon. LeBron's looking good. October's just the fucking best. Like, it's the best month.
PSLs.
Football's in full swing. College football's in full swing. Playoff.
PSLs.
Baseball, yeah. Carving pumpkins.
It's 87 degrees today.
It's still fucking 80 degrees.
Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
And it's going to be in the mid-80s.
It's going to be 35 in 2 weeks, and we'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Do you think the Lakers are going to be able to compete in the West, DB?
So,
I mean, I know they got LeBron now, but...
Yeah, obviously Golden State's going to be the head honcho still. I think that they'll make... I mean, they'll definitely make the playoffs.
I think LeBron automatically puts them in the conversation.
Yeah, and their young core is really good and still getting better. I think that they'll be probably a 4 or 5 seed in the West, which is where most people have been having them finish. So, I mean, 4 or 5, maybe... second round exit. I don't know that they make the leap to Western Conference Finals or anything yet this year, because the West is so stacked when it comes to talent.
Yeah.
With Houston's good again, even though Carmelo probably makes them a little bit worse.
Did you see him pull up for that two the other day?
He
pulled
so
up for
old,
that two and like, apologized to the bench.
Really?
And they were like, somebody posted on Twitter, I would have thought he learned his lesson, and it showed like clips from like 4 different teams of him doing the same thing.
It's
pulling
it's
up
mellow.
For an easy two.
That's all he does. Is he pulls up and shoots the ball. He's so old. I mean, it's crazy to say that he's been in the league the same amount of time as LeBron, but he's aged so much worse than him.
Oh, yeah.
And his game has aged poorly also, because he's just a shooter and can't really run anymore, and he's just old. But
just too old.
Yeah, so we're going to get into our NFL and college football picks for the weekend coming up. First game that we're going to do is the Red River Showdown between Texas and Oklahoma, where Texas is traveling to Oklahoma this year, and Oklahoma is actually 7.5-point favorites in the game. I don't know a ton about either of these two squads. I feel like I say that every single time that we talk about college football, is that yeah. I don't really know much about these teams. But I know that Texas is definitely a lot better this year than they have been in the past few years. And if they're getting 7.5 points heading into Oklahoma, I'm taking Texas. I think that they'll keep it close. I don't know that they necessarily win, but I think they can keep it within 7.5, absolutely. So I'm going to take Texas.
Yeah, I'm taking Oklahoma. Man versus beast. A Sooner is better than a Longhorn. Look at the, you know, Predator table. Like, man rules. Sooners are going to dominate. Longhorn's going down.
A Longhorn catches that Sooner in the stomach with one of those horns, man.
I just looked up what a Sooner was. I was like, what the hell is a Sooner?
Nobody knows what a Sooner is.
It's a settler.
What the hell's a Hoosier?
It's basically a Sooner from Indiana.
A Sooner is a name given to a settler. Man dominates. Longhorns lose.
Yeah, the man settles.
I don't know anything about either team. That's what I'm going with.
It's flawless logic. I can't fault you there. I kind of agree with DB's line of thinking that Texas is a lot better than they have been. I'm not going to go as far as saying Texas is back yet, but they're closer than they have been in the past, I think.
And I think they're undefeated and in the top 20.
Well, I think they're 4-1.
Are they? Did they lose one? Yeah. I looked at their previous games, but I didn't see the loss.
Yeah, they got beat by Maryland to start the season.
Oh, yuck.
That was a bad loss. But they bounced back and won 4 straight. But I think they'll keep it competitive. I think they keep it within a touchdown. I don't know if they win yet or not, or if they win or not either. But I don't think that Oklahoma wins by 7 or by more than 7. So I'm going to go with Texas here. You know, because with a rivalry game, it doesn't even matter how good either team is. It's, you know, it's anybody's ball game there. So I think Texas keeps it close enough, and I'm going Texas. And then Mac also picked Oklahoma. So we're
probably for the same reasons, Ray.
Yeah, he said, whatever Hefe says about Oklahoma, just put me down for that, too.
So I guess we should have gone over this a little bit. So last week's picks, everyone except me is 7-5, and I'm 6-6.
Yeah.
So it's a very tight race going into week 5 of our picks, where I'm only one pick behind you guys. If fucking Kansas City would have won by more than 5, I would be ahead of some of you motherfuckers, but I'm not. So everyone's 7-5 except me.
If Kansas City would have won by more than 5, then I would have been in first place for myself.
Yeah. Good point. Wow. Makes you think.
It does. Could have been me. And that was my first NFL game I picked incorrectly all year. So I'm human, I guess. So I kind of feel like, a good example, I think, is Malibu's Most Wanted, where like you're in a situation where you think you can't be hurt or whatever, because either something's fake or you think you're in hurt, you know, you're
it's real.
And then, yeah, you get shot and it's like, oh, shit, like. I'm mortal. Like, fuck.
Tropic Thunder when they're just spraying blanks everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. You got guys stepping on grenades and blowing up, and they're talking about the special
I'm a
effects.
Lead farmer, motherfucker.
So, yeah. I'm no longer all perfect, right. So I no longer know anything about anything at this point. All I know is I haven't picked a college game right yet, so don't follow me on college. So bet Oklahoma on this game.
Oh, fuck. I need to just start picking after you when it comes to the college games.
That's why I go last.
Yeah, we're going to stick in Texas, actually, talking about Texas. For our first NFL pick, we're doing Dallas at Houston, where Houston's actually a 3-point favorite. I don't understand that. Houston is fucking awful. They got beat by the Colts last week. Andrew Luck having a career day
against
the Texans. Yeah.
Didn't Texans win that game?
I'm pretty sure the Colts won.
I think Indy gave the game away at the end.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, great. Now I'm going to sound like a fucking asshole.
So now I'm pretty sure, like, freaking... The Blue Jackets last year in the All-Star game, their only All-Star was Seth Jones, and then he didn't play because he was sick. So Werenski went and took his place. So there you go.
That was close.
Week four.
I think Houston won in the last minute.
Texans 37, Colts 34.
The Colts went for it on fourth down on like the 45. And
that's right, they did.
And it was,
that's right.
It was one of those, if it would have worked, would have been awesome, but it didn't work, so the guy looked like a jackass.
Now that you say that, it, well, you know, we're all football experts here, and we have perfect memories.
Right, exactly.
But, so yeah, back to what I was saying about the awesome Texans. If if I'm getting points heading to Texas by Dallas, I'm taking them. So I'm going to take Dallas plus three. I don't know. The Texans, I don't have any trust in their defense, even though J.J. Watt won AFC Conference Player of the Month or whatever. Yeah. I don't think the rest of their defense is any good. They still have Jonathan Joseph?
I don't know. They got Clowney, though.
He
Clowney's
was on the team
good.
Last year. Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. Yeah, give me Zeke.
Texans for the Super Bowl for DB.
Yeah, you're right. I don't trust Dak at all.
They're both bad. Like, he's Watson hasn't really been that much in his second, like, year.
Yeah. Compared to what he did
last
year.
Yeah, he was like a god.
Lighting up the league in his first few weeks. He was like Mahomes this year. But, yeah, I'll take Dallas plus the 3 points. I don't know. I never know. I'm 6-6. Don't trust
me. I'm going to upset T-Bone, but I'm picking against Dak. Dak's just not good. He really is just not good. I think the defensive line for Houston's good enough to stop Elliott. I don't know. They're just both such bad teams. They really are. You know
you're getting great analysis.
Yeah,
we all just say,
Cowboys are from Texas. The Texans are Texans. Texans win. That's my logic. I'm going Sooner logic.
Houston Oilers.
I'm going Sooner logic. Yeah, and the formerly the Oilers, and the Oilers had the greatest jerseys ever. So I'm going Texans.
Fair enough. So I'm quite certain that I think the Houston Texans will be slightly better than the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. Home game. You know, even I'm going Texans there. 3 points isn't that much. I think they can win by more than that. Again, I don't trust Dak either. I think that they're pretty one-dimensional on offense, and I think the Texans defense can do enough to slow down Zeke. And I think Deshaun Watson is going to start to, you know, take over some games for the Texans here. So I'm going Texans minus three. And Mac also went with Houston minus three. So DB is on his own.
Damn,
on that one.
I'm the lone wolf for
be a game
for
changer.
All right, me and T-Bone, let's go, baby.
Hey, fuck T-Bone.
Hey, man, you're alienating one of our three listeners.
Sorry to 33% of our offense audience.
Last game that we always do is the Bengals game, where Miami is coming to town. Miami is 3-1, but are they good?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like in my head, I'm like, oh, Bengals are going to roll Miami because Miami's terrible. I'm like, oh, Miami's first place in the East right now. So
right. So the Bengals are 6.5-point favorites. Yeah. They're minus 6.5. And I feel after that pretty emotional win against Atlanta last week, I feel like this could be a letdown game. I don't know that we necessarily lose, but I think that Miami definitely keeps it close. I don't know if we want to talk any about the Atlanta game, but that fucking
awesome.
Eifert injury just
I was getting ready to say it was an awesome game. The injury sucked.
Yeah. So I was wrong. I predicted earlier in the year that Eifert would play 16 games this year. He played 4. So, I was close.
You're not really wrong because they could still make a run in the playoffs. He could just magically come back.
There's no way.
No.
That thing was fucking broken in half.
It was pretty clean break.
16 more games in his career. I wouldn't be surprised if he's done for good at this point. You know, I think the ego always wants to try and come back, especially, you know, you consider – I mean, he hasn't played a lot, so he hasn't, you know, put a lot of mileage on his body, but the mileage he has been rough. He's gotten hurt a lot, and
yeah,
they're just freak accidents. Like, this isn't like oh, you know, he's fragile. He re-injured the same injury. Like, the guy just tackled him at the wrong angle, and it snapped his ankle. Like, it's not like he re-injured his shoulder. Or
there's no avoiding that injury.
Or his elbow.
Like,
yeah.
If someone tackles you that way, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would probably lean towards the way you're thinking, Witty, where he may be completely done for his career, where he may just hang it up. I know right after surgery he said, you know, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to be back, which I think that's how you have to think if you're in his shoes. But he's made enough money that is it worth it at this point?
Yeah.
Like, the guy's snake bitten, and when he is healthy, he's one of the best tight ends in the league when it comes to receiving. And it's just fucking, like, I was miserable for him when I saw that happen. I was like, there's no fucking way this just happened again.
And I didn't see it happen. I fell asleep at halftime, and I woke up, like, in the middle of the third quarter. So it had already happened by the time I had woke up. And so I think, I don't know if I heard the announcers talk about the injury at first or if I saw it in our text thread or something, but I saw someone, like, refer to an Eifert injury. I was like, God damn, are you kidding me? Then I looked it up on Twitter, and I was like, holy
shit,
gross. That is ugly.
Yep.
So
we were watching it with, like, a big group of my aunts and in-laws, and, like, I just thought, so he kind of laid on the ground and rolled over.
Yeah.
And someone was like, holy shit, look at his leg. And then I saw how his foot was angled, and I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, he's done. And then they showed the replay of it, and I was like, God.
Well, when they first showed it, it kind of looked like he might just be laying with his leg like that. And then you're like, what's that bone on the middle of his chin? And it was his ankle.
No.
And it's like, that's not bad. Good.
So I think we all agree that the Bengals signed to a 1-year contract after
I honestly
year.
Think if he makes it back,
I would be okay with
will
that.
Sign a 1-year incentive based contract again, honestly.
Yeah. So other than that, takeaways from the Bengals game, Andy
Dalton's
looks
playing
great.
Like a god right now.
Andy Clutch
when
Dalton.
When he gets time to, when he gets time to throw the ball, he's making great throws. John Ross finally did something, even though it looks like he pulled a hammy or a knee or something.
Yeah.
He
came
up lame. But he had a touchdown catch. Tyler Boyd's a fucking stud still.
Yeah.
Do you see what he said about the guy
drive,
he's facing
man.
This week? He said, he's a rookie, I'm better. That's all he said. He's a rookie, I'm better, I'm smarter. I'm not worried about him. Dude's a stud.
AJ Green continues to do AJ Green things.
Yeah, he's ridiculous, man.
That Andy, that last catch of the game that scored the touchdown, Andy put that ball where no one except
his
Eifert
touchdown,
and that
was a seed.
That's exactly what, that's exactly what AJ did. Was he went and got
it? His Eifert touchdown was a freaking precision pass. He's dude slinging the ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Mixon will hopefully be back this week.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like they're thinking Gio's going to be back, though. I think he's not practicing right now. At least he didn't yesterday.
I think he'll probably just take a little bit less reps.
Yeah.
He got beat. He got beat up.
Walton was coming in a lot.
Yeah, they only had two running backs last week. It was Gio and Walton. Like, I feel like that's a little bit risky, but especially after Gio got hurt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said Erickson's our backup running back. In that
they
situation.
Ran a sweep to him or whatever.
He's their third string quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, he can do everything, man. He's the Swiss Army guy.
So with Miami coming to town this week, I'm going to go ahead and take the Dolphins +6.5. I think the Bengals hopefully win this game, but that Miami keeps it really close. I don't really trust Ryan Tannehill, but I think that they can score points. They've won three. They're 3-1 already, so they're doing something right. I don't really know. I haven't seen many Dolphins games yet this year.
So I think the Bengals are going to roll. The Dolphins have beat the Titans, who are okay. They've beat the Jets.
Titans are first place.
Yeah. They've beat the Jets, which okay. And then they beat Oakland, who just got into a battle with Cleveland. I think the Dolphins got exposed by the Patriots. I don't think that they're going to be able to stop the Bengals offense. I think Mixon's going to have a big day. He looked perfectly fine running down to tackle AJ.
Yeah, AJ Green. Yep.
Atlanta was a big win for them. It's not a game they typically win, when Eifert got hurt, everything started going wrong, and it had that 2015 playoff feel to it, and the team just turned it around. And I'm excited for this team. I really am. And I'm always excited for them, but it just has a different feel this year. I mean, they do not win games like that. And it was in Atlanta against Matt Ryan, who's one of the, you know, arguably top eight quarterbacks in the NFL over the last decade. It just, that is not a game that Cincinnati typically wins.
Right. And so we were talking at the beginning of the year, we made our Bengals picks and I had them going 9-7 and I went game by game. And that was one of the games I had them losing. So I had them falling to 2-2 there. And just the way they won that, I mean, that kind of changes a lot for me, because they did. Like you said, it's not a game that they normally win. So I think they could have something special if they stay healthy, they keep executing. You know, I've been excited for the team all year because, like I said before, I'll be excited for them until they give me a reason not to. But my hopes are getting up a lot higher at this point. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But this past week especially really has me buying in.
I mean, and we give Perfect a lot of shit because he does a lot of stupid stuff. But him coming back is huge for this team. He's going to shore up their third downs. He's going to make their run defense better. He just will. And as long as he can play a clean game, which he did last year until he got busted for what he was suspended for, he played a pretty clean season last year. As long as he can not be an idiot, their defense is going to get better. So
Hefe just kind of stole my thunder leading
in. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say two words, perfect. I think that the Bengals, they feed off of his energy. You know, I think it's probably, he at least makes it halfway through the game before getting tossed out for roughing the passer penalties. But I think the Bengals win by at least a touchdown. I agree with Hefe. I think that, I just don't believe in the Dolphins. I think the Bengals are really rolling right now. I don't think they have that emotional letdown. I think this team is seasoned enough. They've got enough veterans in there that they're not going to let that get to them. So I think they come out on top and win by at least a touchdown, but probably more. And then,
I love it.
Yep. And Mac also went Cincinnati. So once again, DB's on his own. So this could be where you make up ground, DB.
Yeah, it could be. Or.
How do you like your conies?
Get yourself ready for some gold star, yeah.
Don't make me say it. Gold star's okay. All right.
These are actually pretty good.
Wow.
So hockey's back, like we said before, and our fantasy draft this week is of things that are better on ice. Is that what we decided? Or things that would be better if ice were involved?
Yeah, things that we would like to see performed on ice. They could be everyday tasks. They could be other sports. Anything that's not normally involving ice, you know, we want to see it on the ice because, you know, we're in that ice kind of mood. You know, again, it's 85 degrees out there. We want to cool down with some hockey and so we're going to take that mentality and we're going to apply it to every other things. So
I'm going to throw a disclaimer out there. I'm worried that my picks are going to suck because my picks are not good. I'm just going to throw that out there now. So disclaimer.
All right.
Well, Woody has the first pick. But
so my first pick, one thing I'd like to see done with ice, Olympic diving. Ouch. Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You got a lot of broken bones. You might have some people die from it, but goddamn, it's going to be entertaining.
You could do ice.
Change up your strategy.
You could do cold water that's freezing over.
I thought about that. Have a thin layer and then go through the ice, but no. I want it to be frozen solid all the way through. So that they're just
and he died.
Smacking. Yeah.
All right, that's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
So mine is pretty different from yours. My first pick is going to be NASCAR.
Yes,
NASCAR too.
I feel like just seeing them, you know, try and drift into those corners with the ice. I feel like they would eventually get really good at it.
Oh yeah.
Like they obviously wouldn't be going the same speeds that they go currently.
Right.
But they would be able to start smoking those corners eventually after they practice a lot. And it would be really interesting because rubbing is racing and there would be a lot of rubbing.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I had NASCAR on my list, too. I think that'd be funny to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can get special ice or snow tires or whatever. But They're going to be sliding all over the place, and it'll be safer because they won't be able to go as fast, so they'll be wrecking a lot, but it'll be relatively low-speed wrecks compared to what you usually see.
Right.
So I did it's one of my favorite halftime shows at a football game, and it's Pee-wee football players versus the mascots. That would be amazing if you incorporated ice because they already get destroyed inevitably by one of the mascots who takes it too seriously. If they're all just sliding into each other, it would just be amazing. So Pee-wee football versus mascots on ice.
I've seen the Pee-wee hockey and the in between intermissions at Jackets games enough to where those kids on skates don't get going very fast. So,
yeah.
You know, if they don't have them, I guess I'm assuming that they don't have them in your scenario, but maybe they do. But I think the mascots are just going to be blowing people up left and right because the kids aren't going to be able to go anywhere.
I also
that South Park episode where the Red Wings play the kids. In place of the Avalanche.
That's what kind of made me think of it. I was also thinking, like, maybe incorporate knockerball. Like, have, like, the kids have knockerball outfits on and just get
wrecked. Yeah, like they do at in between intermission and hockey games. I like that.
Like, just... but I just mean, like, have them, like, in a football game. Like, just running and getting destroyed. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
For my...
So your inspiration came from?
For my second pick, I had just a first pitch. Like, pick a celebrity that we really don't like and make them go out and do a first pitch on ice and just watch the shit show.
And they have to do it off of, like, a mound of ice, too.
Yeah,
it's not
just
flat.
No pitcher's mound, like, just a mound of ice, and you have to stand up there, concentrate, and throw a first pitch.
Nice.
Somebody would die.
I like that.
All right, I got the next pick, and I'm going more with our first picks have been, like, mostly sports related. This one's more of an everyday life thing where I want the grocery store to just have like that layer of ice so that you can get kind of going with your cart and, you know, start drifting around aisles and corners and stuff. I feel like that would probably be a safety hazard and that they would make you sign a waiver before you walked into Kroger. But if Kroger did this,
it has to be an IKEA cart
weekly, but
sometimes when like the floors are waxed up, like I won't like slide around myself, but I will take a corner and kind of like act like I'm drifting the cart around just because it's fun.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like you could get a little speed. The kids would love it.
Oh yeah.
There's no downside to this that I can see.
Yeah,
I'm care to think
I'm
about.
Calling right. Shotgun on an IKEA cart because those are fun to mess with without ice.
Yeah. All right. So I got back to back picks now. So my next pick is another one I think just be really entertaining to watch. I'd like to see one of those like dog shows on ice. Just have the dogs like running around, sliding everywhere, trying to go over the obstacles, and then the owners running alongside of them, slipping and eating it too. I think that'd be pretty hilarious to watch. So
that'd be good. Yep. When you first said dogs, I thought you were talking about with the monkeys riding on their backs.
Oh, that's what
that
I thought.
They do at halftime sometimes.
When Hefe said something about his favorite halftime show, I was like, shit, I hope he doesn't say the dogs thing because that's going to be too close to the dog show. But
all the monkeys and the dogs.
Yeah.
That would be
I thought that's
sweet.
Where you're going with that. So I was like, ah, shit. But no, yeah, so I'm going with the dog show. And then wrapping around to my second pick, I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with gymnastics in like
Jesus.
All kinds of gymnastics. So like the balance beam is covered in ice. The vault, everything leading up to the vault is ice. Obviously, you got a floor routine on ice. And I think the most exciting one is going to be the rings and the parallel bars because those will be covered in ice too. So you're going to have people flying everywhere. And again, most of mine are going to result in a lot of graphic injuries, but it's going to be entertaining to watch. So.
What's the one where the chick broke her leg when she landed? Is that the vault?
That was the vault.
Ugh.
Yeah, I feel like that one would be amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I like that. All right, last pick. Something that is much better with ice, and that's sledding. So, yeah. I've tried it in the grass before, and it just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So you definitely need ice and snow if you want to go, you know, sledding down a hill. Because without it, it just isn't fun.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna do a slash on my last pick. Bourbon on ice is also much better.
Nice.
So either one of those two. I hope I didn't take Jefes with bourbon, yeah. But
just ice luges, you know, taking shots out of an ice luge, like we did in college. I mean, I just missed doing that. That was fun. It never worked out quite right, and we could never like master it, but just it was always fun to try. So just drinking from an ice luge, I was always a fan of it.
It's always hard to get it to freeze correctly so that it flows properly. Dig in the trench. Yeah. So did you have any honorable mentions?
I said NBA on ice.
Yeah, basketball. That would
be like trying to like shake a dude with like a first move and just like doing the splits and fucking your ankle up. Be pretty funny. It'd be interesting to see if LeBron was still good on ice.
He would still be amazing. Awesome. You know that.
Yeah.
The only other one that I really had was Disney. So I feel like I feel like Disney on ice would be amazing, and I don't know why they haven't come out with that yet.
WWE.
There you go.
That would be fun.
An ice match. Like, I don't know what you would call it. But yeah. Some pay-per-view where it's just all the matches are just on a giant block of ice. Ouch.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be good. I had a few honorable mentions as well. I'd like to see hurdles done on ice.
All of yours are so painful. Field, right?
Yeah, any kind of track and field. So, you know, pole vault and, you know, the long jump. Long jump would be awesome. Triple jump. So, yeah, any kind of track and field events. Golf would be pretty entertaining on ice because you get some bombs on a good drive or whatever. That's gonna
or you would die on the tee box.
Yeah, you'd probably see a lot of people eating it as they tee off. But really, you could probably tee off with the putter and just tap it, and it'll just fucking slide. So it's gonna really change your approach. But I don't know; it'd be interesting to see. And then I just think. Everyday life would be better with ice, but in this case, I'm talking about crystal meth, because sometimes you just need a nice bump to get yourself through the day. So
I don't know. We've all heard that semi-charm kind of life song where he wants something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot that ice. About crystal meth. I heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds.
Nice.
Oh, what a show, fellas. I know that we always like to send you off with what we're looking forward to this weekend, so I will start because you guys aren't allowed stealing mine. My kid turns one this weekend, nice. And we're having a little birthday party for her, so she will... it's actually her birthday Sunday, but we're having the party Saturday, and it's carnival-themed. And don't tell my wife, she doesn't listen to this anyways, but I bought a mullet wig, and I'm going to be a carny. Nice. So.
You can awesome. Flirt with that carny.
Yeah. It's coming
I was
going to
save
tomorrow,
him from stabbing
better,
you.
Better fucking be here on time. I'm going to be pissed.
You prime shipping?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to let the carny stab you. I was going to stop him from stabbing you.
you're talking to a prime customer, baby.
Nice. All right, Hefe, what are you looking forward to?
Nothing really on Saturday going on, so no, I'm just kidding. No, it's canal days. It's basic season, so in Indiana they do this thing called canal days. On Sunday we're going to go check it out, so I'm pretty excited for that. So,
what the hell is canal days? Explain that. I've never heard of this.
It's kind
of
like Pumpkin Fest in our hometown, so there's a bunch of booths set up. It's in a place called Metamora, Indiana.
I heard
of it. They're famous for the canal that runs through.
Are you sure that it's like if take the A off of canal? Are you sure it's not that days?
Canal days.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know my life. But they're famous for their canals that run through this town, and they do this thing called canal days. It's basically a bunch of booths are set up. You can walk around. They got kettle corn, which is always good. You can get. You know, fresh kettle corn. It's just fun. It's just a little fall fest type thing.
You better be going early on Sunday. You don't want to miss that Bengals
game. Going at
8
a.m. So,
fuck
should
that.
Be back in time for the game. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. Like I said, it's basic season. So, anything I can do to not do baby stuff for like 30 minutes would be nice. So,
Yeah, do you want to formally announce to our listeners? I know last week we teased that you were having your gender reveal.
Yeah, I'm having a girl. So I got a little girl on the way.
Knew it.
We didn't call that, so.
Yeah. Yep. Team girl. I joined team girl, so.
I pray to God for her sake she looks nothing like
me. I know. Me. I hope she does.
Yeah.
Nobody will go out with me.
God damn it, Bernice.
Should be a freaking middle linebacker.
She tested positive
team.
For three types of beaver tranquilizers.
Nice. So, I don't have anything unique or creative that I'm looking forward to this weekend. So I'm just looking forward to some Jackets hockey, some Bengals and Buckeyes football. It's a good sports weekend. I no longer have the Reds to feel guilty about missing the games because they're so terrible. Nothing but good teams right now. So.
Who the Bucks got Saturday?
Indiana. So it's shouldn't be too much of a contest.
Facing the local guy.
We already talked about the Hoosiers once this episode.
Yep.
They're facing the local guy.
That's right.
And quarterbacks from Elder.
Nice. All right. So thanks for checking out the Natty Boys podcast. Look us for MillIronSports.com. Check us out at MillIronSports.com, Twitter. At Mill Iron Sports, I am Natty Boy DB. We got Hungry Hefe and Mill Iron Witty. Also, Benny Mac Blogs. Check us out. Miss you, Benny. See you next week.
See you next week, fellas.